This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. A new report from the United Nations says the biggest barrier to fixing climate change is politics. CU Boulder Professor Max Boykoff contributed to the report.
We need to address this and confront it for what it is. And we need better building codes. We need better urban planning. We need better vehicle efficiency standards, carbon pricing, low carbon infrastructure. And this is about policy. This is about leadership going forward.
Colorado's new 8th congressional district north of Denver is 40% Latino residents, and both political parties believe they could decide the outcome of this fall's election. State Democratic Chair Morgan Carroll.
While the Latino community there is no monolith by any stretch, that community has the power to decide the outcome not only for the 8th congressional district, but the CU Board of Regents in the 8th district and the State Board of Education in the district.
The new 8th District includes Commerce City and Greeley and parts of Adams, Weld, and Larimer counties. A committee reviewing Colorado's social studies standards has decided to cut guidance that directs teachers to highlight LGBTQ issues in every grade. The committee has been asking for feedback for the proposed changes since November. Those in favor of changing the policy say including LGBTQ voices in lower grades is not age appropriate. State School Board member Lisa Escarcega disagrees.
We have to be bold in supporting our LGBTQ students as we do all our students.
The state board will discuss the academic standard revisions until it votes at the end of the year. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News and KRCC.